The dream of many aspiring musicians is to one day play with a prominent symphonic orchestra. After years of school, student debt, and learning the repertoire necessary to audition, you may be vying for one spot against over 100 applicants. And once you arrive, auditions are often screened. This is so the audition committee won't be able to identify you by race, religion, or sex. So if you're BPO music director Joanne Folletta and have no African-American instrumentalists, how do you go about addressing the issue?
We can play more music by African-American Latino composers. We can, and women composers. We can hire more people as our soloists, as our guest conductors.
And they've done this in the past. This is a live recording of Puerto Rican clarinetist Ricardo Morales playing a Mozart clarinet concerto with the BPO in 2013.
So we've stepped in. We now offer concerts, free concerts, for every person in the Buffalo school system from first grade through sixth. They come every year. Other orchestras offer one concert in their entire educational experience, one in the fourth grade.
Otis Glover is co-chair of the BPO's Diversity Council, which was founded in May of 2016. He says diversity has not been reflective in the music that may be known or appealing to communities of color.
Yes, they do recognize, you know, certain names, but the question is how often are those named artists of color are brought into the various philharmonic performances unless it's a special noted occasion.
That is one of the main reasons the BPO hired Jamon Dunn as their first ever assistant conductor and outreach coordinator. Dunn's development as a young musician in the Chicago public school system makes him an ideal candidate to work with students in the city.
Community outreach is a huge thing for me also because I went to a nonprofit music school, Merritt School of Music, which is in Chicago as well, and played violin there throughout all the way up through high school, all city programs, which was a division of Chicago Public Schools that allowed Chicago Public School students to play on Saturdays in larger groups.
This upcoming May, Dunn will lead a side-by-side performance of the BPO and the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts. Folletta says students will also receive coaching lessons from BPO musicians.
That kind of experience and the kind of experience of teaching special programs where we teach children is going to result in having them, some of them, choose a musical profession because they will see themselves as having that possibility.
Many of these special programs are aided by the Diversity Council, including efforts to raise funds each year for scholarships for the BPO's summer studio program.
One of the things that the Board of Trustees recognize and realize early on is that diversity was important in terms of for the orchestra's continued success moving to the future.
With budget cuts often threatening programs, Glover says it's important to convince parents that music is a viable entity.
When they have the PTA, PTO meetings, that should be on the agenda in terms of, as they're speaking, in terms of the various other subject matter, that should be inclusive and as important as the other subject matter.
Glover believes there are future African-American professional musicians out there, but said they will remain hidden unless the resources necessary are provided.
What we must do is continue to be that spark that lights the darkness and bringing it forward so that it's something that those who have yet and have not experienced the talents that are in the minority communities and those of color, that there is a forum or an opportunity that they can access and that they can be a part of to share their talents with the broader public.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.